It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to Ironcast. It's another exciting episode. Firstly, we have to explain the fact that Ginge isn't with us. We're recording this on Sunday morning. You may know, listener, that James Collins, the Ginger Pele, turned 40 this week and he had his big birthday bash on Saturday night. We said to Ginge, do you want to come in early Sunday morning and interview a brand new star player? He said, absolutely not. He's having big celebrations Saturday night and he may have had a couple of sherries. So in his place, we've got Anton Ferdinand. Welcome, Anton.
Thank you very much for having me. Firstly, I didn't get an invite to Ginger's party. It's actually a disgrace. What's happening here? Ginger, what's happening?
Well, look, we needed you fresh for this morning, so okay. Hopefully that explains that one. Anton, as we sit down now, we're recording this on Sunday morning, and currently West Ham are top of the league. We know City will play later. That may well have changed by the time you listen to this. We join you straight off the back of a fantastic win against Brighton. We've broken the Brighton hoodoo. 3-1 West Ham. Anton, did you watch it?
Yeah, and what a performance it was in terms of the result. And like you said, breaking the hoodoo. All I've heard this week is, we've not won there. We've not won there for you. We've not won there. And to go there and do it in the manner that we did, yes, people will talk about possession, but ultimately it's about winning games. And the goals that we scored were fantastic, especially Jared's goal was unbelievable. The ball from Benrahma, the touch, and the little outside of the boot slash toe poke, Romario style, into the bottom corner was sublime.
That Benrahma into Bowen goal, I was watching that at home and I think I let out a scream that maybe only dogs could hear in the local neighbourhood. It was such an impressive... Bowen has started the season so sharply, isn't he? And that was such a great demonstration of his amazing qualities as a forward player.
He's starting the season as he finished last season. You know, he's confident. After scoring the winner in the Conference League final, you expect him to come back confident. But to then continue to add goals. And I interviewed him last season after that game. And he was saying he had a bit of a dip in form before the World Cup. He ain't done this year. He started on fire. And for us as West Ham fans, it's an absolute joy to see.
Yeah. Let's pick out a few individual performances. I wanted to talk about Areola. Obviously, he's come in. He's a kind of new first choice goalkeeper this season. Only, you know, really early on in his kind of tenure. But he's been pulling out some unbelievable performances, unbelievable saves. And there was a collection of incredible saves he made against Brighton.
Yeah, definitely. I think talking from a defender's point of view, having somebody who's very, very calm and collected the way that he is will always breed confidence into you as a defender and as a backline. You know, but he stands alone in terms of on himself as himself and pulling off great saves that he does. You know, it energizes the team. You see it. He's when he makes a save, he's animated. The players get animated and the fans get animated. You know, and that's something that breeds confidence. It breeds atmosphere. You know, and he's somebody that for 2 years he's had to sit and wait and watch. You know, and he's given his opportunity now. And is it, boy, is he repairing it?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say he's grabbing it with both hands, which would be a lovely turn of phrase for a goalkeeper. Mikel Antonio, I feel like every week since we started this podcast, we're sat here going, what a player. You know, he's going through this fantastic run of form. We've seen Antonio down the years spark his form and the confidence grows and suddenly he becomes unplayable. And I feel like we're seeing that again now. We had the goal against Chelsea and yesterday against Brighton. Again, an incredible goal. He's in a rich vein of form at the minute. You can feel that confidence flowing through his veins, can't you, Anton?
Yeah, you can. And he's a confidence type of player, you know. And right now, he's in full flow. We have to give him admiration. I mean, anytime a striker's come in a building and it looks like he's might be going elsewhere or it looks like he might go out of favour, the mental strength and the work ethic that he's got to go and keep that position his own. And not just that, do what every West Ham fan wants, which is to continue to work hard and now adding goals to it. I think he deserves more, probably more admiration than he actually gets.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually. I mean, he's been a striker now at West Ham for a long time. And like you say, he's had a lot of competition. But the mental strength, like you say, to come through that and still maintain that number nine position, it's not easy.
No, it isn't. And you know, and sometimes some of the other managers that we had previously, you know, have brought strikers in to replace him, you know. But again, like you said, the fact that he's shown the mental strength that he's shown to believe in himself first and foremost. And if there's any young West Ham fans, and there is young West Ham fans listening to this podcast, of course, that's one thing you can take from Antonio, is that he believes in himself and he works hard, not just for himself, but for the shirt.
So you're listening to this podcast because you may have heard there's an exciting piece of transfer news, which we will break exclusively, Mo Kudus, in a minute. But I wanted to talk about the other signings we've made, particularly James Ward-Prowse and Edson Álvarez, who have been on Ironcast and just keep impressing. Ward-Prowse on the goals, you know, getting on the goal sheet yesterday. And also Edson Álvarez just looked like such a good player. Anton, you must be so impressed with these players.
Yeah, 100%. I'm very impressed by these signings. James Ward-Prowse, bringing him into the building, and everyone spoke about his set-piece delivery is world-class. But then you look at the assist for Antonio's goal against Chelsea, that's in play, you know. And he's showing that he's not just about set-pieces. You know, he's got more to his game. The way he gets about the pitch, you know, he's added something more to us as a team. We are a team who like set-plays, and he is brilliant at them. But he's also got that in-game ability to be able to find a pass too, which is fantastic. It will help the likes of Paqueta, who we rely on massively at the moment in terms of being that in-play creative midfielder. We've now got Ward-Prowse who can add with that. And also Álvarez, when he came on that cameo against Chelsea, the way that he looked, and I've said it prior to this, that it was almost like he had been explained to him what it takes to be a West Ham player and what it takes to play in front of these fans here at this fantastic stadium. You know, you work hard first and you play second. The amount of grass that he covered in that little cameo that he played against Chelsea was unbelievable. And then again yesterday, fantastic again, you know. And what needs to be said is, the in terms of the club moving forward as a whole, we're starting to see some type of strategic plan as to what we're doing here and players that we're buying, you know. They're fitting the manager's mould and how he wants to play and what he wants to get out of this football team. And I don't think us as West Ham fans can complain. We've started well and we reinvested the money that's been brought in, which is fantastic for us as a football club. And we're doing it with the right person on the right player now.
Yeah. And just a quick word on Álvarez. The thing I love about him is that when you see him on the pitch, he's constantly communicating. He's pointing, he's barking orders. And I thought, very Anton Ferdinand-like, that big mouth on the pitch. You see a bit of yourself in him?
Not as a player, because he can get around the pitch a bit more than me. But in terms of, like, say, leadership, organisation, you know, 100%. I mean, you need players out there who are going to take responsibility, you know, who are going to look at themselves first and don't take mediocrity. He seems like that type of person. He seems like that type of character. As you see, he's not just pointing and illustrating and making the fans know that he's dictating. He's also backing up with what he's doing. You know, there's a difference in that. You've got some players who you will see throw their arms about, but don't work. He's someone who throws their arms back in terms of giving out information, but he's more than happy to go in the trenches with you. And that, and for me, as a West Ham fan watching that, I'm just excited. I'm excited for what the future brings.
Oh, man, we're talking about what the future brings, but let's have a quick word on last season, obviously, because you were on the bus parade. You got the call up. You were there driving through East London with the Conference League trophy. How amazing was that? And how much of an impact do you think that will have on what we achieve this season?
I think for me personally, firstly, I want to thank the football club for allowing me to experience that with my son, who's a massive West Ham fan as well. He wasn't alive when I played for West Ham, but for him to get to experience that with me and actually see the relationship that I have with this football club, you know, was everything to me. So thank you to the football club and the powers that be that allowed me to be involved in such a historical moment.
Just a quick word on that. You were at the town hall, and then we realised you needed to get to the start of the bus parade to get on the bus. And the only way we worked out you could do it was to ride in a police car. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did. And
what you said to your son? This is the only time it's okay for you to be in a police car.
This will be the first and last time you'll be in a police car. Only time that it's okay. We got back there quick, you know, and we was ready for the start of the parade. And again, it's a day that will live with me forever. I feel lucky as a West Ham fan to witness, not only as a West Ham player, be involved in parades in my own time as a football player at West Ham, but to do it as a fan. We've got to remember there's a lot of fans that weren't able to see that moment. For me to be able to see that moment, I'm sure you're the same, Chris, to be involved in that moment and see it, you know, I felt lucky.
And then a quick word on momentum. Like, I think the team to have lived through that moment and lift a trophy and see those scenes, it must spur you on so much. Are we seeing this season, this great, great form we're experiencing? Is that the end result of kind of going through that communal experience of success together? And are we building on it, do you think?
100% we're building on it. We can see by the signs we've made, you know, already in this window. You know, we're building on this. And there's a little, there's something different in the air in terms of the team and the fan base and the club as a whole. I think we're seeing a success from the Conference League. You know, it's almost like it's brought the club together, you know, and there's no better club to be at than West Ham United when everyone's on the same page and everyone's together. And we're seeing that. And I came to the game at Chelsea and against Chelsea, and there's just that little air of feeling that, you know, the momentum from winning something last year, we could spur on and do something very, very special this year. I'm not putting pressure on the club to do that. You know, I'll be happy with us having a good season in the league, better than we did last season, of course, with trying to get as far as we can in the Europa League. As a fan, I'll be happy with that. However, the feeling that I've got with this squad of players that we've got now, you know, and off the back of last year, I'm excited, I can't lie.
Oh, well, talking about excitement, let's get even more excited. Mo Kudus, signed from Ajax, a dribbler, an attacking midfielder. I just want to talk about the first, he walked into the room to record this podcast, been watching him next door taking his photo shoots. And the first thing he did, he came up and shook your son's hand. He's shaking everyone's hand. And my immediate impression was, we've got a good guy here. Did you feel like that?
I'm a firm believer in the person is the most important thing. This footballer comes second, you know, and seeing him as a person walk in, respectful, humble, you know, and somebody who wanted to embrace everybody. You know, he don't know my son from anywhere. You know, he don't know me from anywhere. Don't know you from anywhere. However, everyone got treated the same. And, you know, and that tells you what type of a person he is. Not just that, seeing his family with him. He's a family-orientated guy, you know, and him having to leave and him leaving this morning to go and collect his family from the airport tells you what type of guy he is. He's a family first type of person, and we are a family oriented football club. So it works hand in hand.
Oh, man. And he is an exciting player. If you've all seen the clips of him playing, boy, are we in for a treat here at the London Stadium. But it's time for you to finally meet him. Here he is, West Ham's new signing, Mo Kudus. Welcome to Ironcast. Welcome to West Ham United. Welcome to the Premier League. Mo Kudus, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
You left Ghana 10 years old. You go to Denmark, then you make your way to Amsterdam. What a journey to get to the Premier League. And now you join a club, as we speak, Sunday morning, top of the Premier League. Do you think about the journey you've taken to be here on a day like this?
Yeah, you know, been dreaming to play in a league like this since I was a kid. So just taking each day by itself and just following my dream, and then we are here today. But it doesn't stop here. We keep writing history and then keep going.
Yeah. So excited to see you play in a West Ham shirt. For anyone who's not seen you play, any West Ham fans who haven't seen you play before, how would you describe the way you play?
I like to entertain the fans because I feel that's what football is about. My dribbling ability, strength, finishing also. You know, yeah, so I'm just here to do my best to help the team, you know. So the fans should just expect some entertainment.
Oh, man.
That's unbelievable. Excited. That's unbelievable to hear. As a former player, but a West Ham fan, hearing that you're here to entertain and excite the fans, it makes me excited. You can see the grin on my face. I'm excited to see you put on that shirt and excite the fans here at the London Stadium. Leaving Ajax and leaving scoring a hat-trick, knowing that it's going to be your last game, how did that feel?
Felt good. For me, the situation I was in as a player, the job I could do was just to do my job on the pitch. And I just did it on the pitch.
The reason why I say that is because as a player, you know, like if there's talk of you going to another team and you're playing a game, in the back of your mind, you might be thinking, oh, I don't want to get injured. But you went out there and scored a hat-trick. Like, that shows to me personally, as a fan sitting here talking to you, the mindset that you've got is different to a lot of other players.
When I'm on the pitch, all the noise outside, it stays there. So everything on the pitch is fully on the pitch. So my full focus was on that game, even though there were other stuff going off the pitch. And that's the job of my family and my agent to take care of that and fully focused on the pitch. So, and I live in the present moment. So at that exact moment, I was at Ajax. So I was just doing my best for the badge. And you see the same thing over here.
There was a lot of West Ham fans watching that game. I was watching that game. I wanted to ask you about the interview you did immediately after the game. The toughest interview I've ever seen a footballer get. You were completely grilled. But you said in that interview, West Ham, good club. And a lot of West Ham fans are like, oh, wow, this could actually happen. Did you get a sense of how excited West Ham fans were?
Yeah. But definitely before the game, I knew it was almost done in between the talks of the club. So I just felt of just giving what was going to happen, you know. And yeah, that was literally it.
I think your honesty that you showed in that interview is something that our fans here will love in you as a player. Your honesty, your willingness to work hard. I think any new player that comes to this football club, this fantastic football club, should know and understand that you work hard first, you play second, which it sounds like that's you. You're going to work hard, you're going to play second, and you're going to entertain the fans. When you do that, the fans here will love you forever. I can tell you from past experience, I didn't excite the fans like you're going to excite the fans.
Yeah, you couldn't dribble, I think that's
No, fair. I couldn't. But I understood to work hard first, you know, and play for the badge. You've said it yourself already, play for the badge. That will set you in good stead to be at West Ham United.
Thank you for that advice.
We've all West Ham fans been watching videos of you. The dribbling is a huge part of your game. West Ham fans love players that run at opposition players. Is that dribbling something you've always had throughout your career?
Yeah. I think it has always been one of my qualities. And I think it started from my childhood club in Ghana, Strong Tower. I think the coach gave me the freedom. I was young at that time, so it wasn't really about the results, and he was just playing for the passion and for fun. So he just gave me the rule to just, anytime, just get the ball, just try and take as many men as you can. So, and naturally I've been built like with this low center of gravity to the ground. So it's easy for me to turn around and yeah, I've worked on that in the gym as well since I've seen that it's my strength. So I just keep building on it. And that's the biggest tool that helped me in most of my dribblings as well.
Every player that comes to West Ham, they get this amazing little video, which you've just witnessed about what it means to play for West Ham. I wondered, how excited are you about living in London? You've just come from Amsterdam, a big city, but is there something you're excited about living in London?
I've not been to London many times, actually. This is my second time, so I don't know much about the city, but definitely it's part of the game, you know, on and off the pitch stuff affects what's happening on the pitch. So definitely, you know, I'm open-minded to see what we have over here.
Yeah, and then there's a part of that video where it says you can choose to live in the countryside or in the city. I wondered, just so we get an insight into your character, where do you think you're going to end up? You don't need to give us your postcode. We're not going to go, but like, are you more into the countryside or the city? Living?
Yeah, countryside, because I like more chilled places with less busy, you know, less chaos. You know, that's when I have my peace with myself and, you know, I can resonate to most of my thinkings and stuff like that. So,
brilliant.
Have you spoken to Alvarez? Obviously, he's your teammate in Ajax. Have you spoken to him about what it's like to be here and how he was welcomed by the fans?
Yeah. Great impression. And yeah, he told me his experiences and he's loving it so far. So he also pushed for me coming here as well. And yeah, I'm glad I'm here with him as well.
Yeah. Although I actually noticed Edson put a post on Instagram and you did it. I think it was just fire emojis. And again, West Ham has like, oh, it's a clue. We might get Kudus. There's so much excitement from the fans. You join us just the day after we had a fantastic result against Brighton and we've played really well against Chelsea. I just wondered, did you watch those games?
Yeah, I watched the Brighton game. I was here after my medicals, I made it and then I watched some part of it. Top performance.
Yeah, you must be so excited to be part of this team. I wanted to ask about, you're a Ghanaian international since 2019 and the current Ghanaian captain, Andre Ayew, used to play for West Ham. And one of the most capped Ghanaian players of all time is John Pansel. I wondered if you caught up with either of those two men about what it means to play for West Ham.
Ayew has been speaking highly of West Ham, you know. But John Pansel is way older, so I didn't really get the chance to speak with him. But Andre is still in the national team and he speaks a lot about his experiences in most clubs. And West Ham is one of the clubs that he highly, you know, speak highly of, you know.
Yeah, you know, number 14, the one you've selected, used to be worn by John Pansel.
That's great.
It's meant to happen. It was meant to happen.
Yeah.
He was in my team. John Pansel was in my team here. A fantastic character. Someone, again, who wore his heart on his sleeve, you know, and someone who not just wore his heart on his sleeve, but his country. He wore his country. He had his country on his shoulders. I know you're going to have that. Being a Ghanaian, the Ghanaian fans, are we going to get more of them as West Ham fans, you being here?
you're going to see. Yeah.
Great. Do you know much about the Ghanaian Hammers? We've got fan clubs, West Ham have fan clubs all over the world, but the Ghanaian Hammers are by far, I'd say, definitely my favourite and everyone else's favourite. And Ghanaian Hammers have been messaging me on Instagram saying, we've got to sign Kudus. I was like, I can't do anything about it, but I will interview him if he joins. And actually, they've sent over some questions. They just sent one question. Abdul, the president of the Ghanaian Hammers, just wants to know, how delighted are you to sign for West Ham? And when are you going to go visit the Ghanaian Hammers?
Definitely. You know, I didn't know about them before, but when I had the intuition that I was going to come here, you know, and I saw them started mentioning me on my platforms a lot of times. So I click on it and I see what they do, how they support Hammers, and they are raising funds for some charity works and stuff like that. So I think it's brilliant. You know, it's more than just supporting Hammers. So I think it's more than football, which is all about people and stuff like that. So definitely, I'll definitely visit there and we see how we can impact in other people's life using football in our tool, you know.
Yeah, and we've got to at least get a signed West Ham Kudus shirt to send 100%. Over. Yeah?
Yeah.
Great, okay. That's done. And then, like, do you think we're going to see many more Ghanaian flags here at London Stadium? There's surely, we've got Algerian and Brazil flags, Keita and Benrahma, but surely now.
Definitely, I believe so.
And I wanted to ask about your highlight. I mean, you've played so many famous games for Ghana. In the most recent World Cup, you scored 2 in the victory over South Korea, which you won 3-2. Has that been the highlight of your Ghana career so far?
Yeah, I think with the national team, World Cup is one of the, I think, the biggest stage in world of football. So to perform in that stage was it's one of the biggest highlights for me.
Yeah. Do you know as well, Chris Hughton, Ghana manager, played for West Ham as well. Has he mentioned it?
No, he hasn't mentioned it.
He hasn't mentioned it? Oh, come on. You'll have to ask about his career.
Yeah, definitely.
And then in terms of the games we've got coming up this season, now you're in the Premier League, we've got City really soon, Liverpool, Anfield coming up. Are there any fixtures you're really looking forward to?
All the fixtures, you know. For me, yeah, they are bigger teams, stuff like that. But me as a player, and I approach every game with the same mentality, you know. Whether you're playing top of the league or bottom of it, is the same approach for me in every game. So I'm looking forward to all the games, actually.
Yeah.
Have you, as a player, have you set many goals or targets this year for yourself personally?
Yeah, I have personal goals. I mean, that was when I was at Ajax, but everything changed now. But so definitely we have to reschedule the goals and stuff like that. But definitely every year I have personal goals, not just football, but family projects and stuff like that, all around myself, you know.
Any insight for the fans?
You see.
See the end result. I just wanted to ask as well, we've just seen you doing your media shoot in the new kit and all that, and you have your own song. Governor B, big West Ham fan, big rapper. He's written a song for you. I just wanted to know, did you like it?
Yeah, I love it. I need to start learning lyrics soon, you know. I love the song. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
How good would it be if we had the fans actually singing it as well?
The thing is, Governor B's a really talented rapper.
We've heard the fans take by your car. We can do this with Governor B soon, right? With Mo. Yeah, so, yeah, fans, you got to do this. You got to start singing it on a Saturday for him. Come on.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. We just wanted, before we end, we've got quick fire questions for you just to learn a bit more about you. Favorite food?
Jollof from Ghana. Yeah.
Oh, good choice.
But it's it's basmati, not long grain, huh? Basmati rice, not long grain rice.
Yeah, basmati.
Okay. There's a difference. You've got to understand this. There's a difference.
Past or present player that you're most similar to? Playing style?
It's a difficult one. I have no idea.
I'm going to say dribbling one. Messi. Dribbling wise, I don't know. It's a big
Messi,
name, big name, bro.
That's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
Favorite stadium to play in?
Think Anfield.
Yeah. Favorite holiday destination? Favorite place to go chill out?
Ghana. Easy.
Do you have a favorite West Ham player from the clips you've seen? Just the way they play.
Paqueta.
Oh, lovely. Favorite best teammate from your whole time playing football?
Kamaldeen Sulemana from Southampton. Yeah.
Oh, nice. All-time favorite Ghanaian player? Tough one.
That's a hard one. I have a few. I think I have a few that are all-time.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Pansel, is he making the short?
I was about to say,
be careful.
Yeah. Favorite World Cup that you played in or just watched on telly?
2010.
And the favorite goal you've ever scored? Best goal?
Liverpool Anfield.
Yeah, it's one of my
favorites.
That
was lovely. Oof, I can't wait to see this out here. Seriously, I can't wait.
I also think Rangers in the Champions League for the first one. I think, yeah, that one also is one of my favorites.
Oh, man. Wicked. Great stuff. Interview done. I just wondered before we let you go, Mo, do you have a message for the fans? And more crucially, do you have a message for any Ghanaians who don't have a Premier League team, who may want to join the Ghanaian Hammers? What's your message?
Yeah, my message to the fans is I'm really happy to be here. And I'm here to fight for the badge. So, and my Ghanaians back home, thanks them for their support, and they should expect some magic.
Ah, exciting times.
Lovely.
Bring on the entertainment. Welcome to West Ham.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You've watched the Lionesses' incredible run to the FIFA Women's World Cup final, and from October, they will be on your doorstep, taking on the Hammers. Dagenham is the place to be this season as our squad, filled with homegrown stars and world-class players such as Australia goalkeeper Mackenzie Arnold, will come up against the current crop of Lionesses and FIFA World Cup players week in, week out. With more World Cup players than any other league, the WSL is the place to watch the best in the world. Season tickets for the new campaign start from as little as £4 per game. And with very little crossover with the men's game, you can support both Iron sides this season. Buy now at eticketing.co.uk/WHUFC. There you go, Anton, Mo Kudus. Oh, man, just having a player sit here who's got clips like he's got, who's got the ability that he's got, and he sits down and he says, West Ham fans, I'm here to entertain you. As a West Ham fan, you're going to have to be scraped off the ceiling after that. I can't wait to see him play.
Yeah, neither can I. Hearing that and hearing that he plays for the badge, that's what every West Ham fan wants to hear. You know, and we know over the years, as fans, me and you, the players that excite and get people off their seats are the ones that the fans absolutely love, you know. And listen, we need to give him time to settle in. That's a fact. However, I'm looking forward to him exciting us as football fans.
Oh, man. If you're a season ticket holder, if you're coming to the London Stadium for a game anytime soon, my hairs are standing on end just talking about this. Like, such an exciting player, so much attacking ability, and that threat he possesses to just dribble at defenders. As a West Ham fan, I think I mentioned this in the pod, but I love players who dribble at other players. Like Yossi Benayoun had a bit of that in him. Really skillful. It's something West Ham fans love. What's it like to play with players like that who just run at?
For me, as a defender, it was excellent. They gave me a breather. They held on to the ball and they gave me a breather, which I needed on a regular basis. It was like having a player like that who, like Mikel Antonio as well, who holds the ball up, but holds on to the ball as well, gives you a breather. But this guy, Mo Kudus, is an entertainer. He said it himself. He is an entertainer. And what do we love here? Entertainment.
Oh, man.
And listen, this ain't just two fans talking. This is somebody we're talking from. This exuberance and the way we're speaking right now is coming from us having a conversation with him. It's not just because we're fans, yeah. You know. And I'm excited. Anyone who can get down to watch his first game, make sure you're there, because I think he's going to excite everybody.
Oh, man, exciting times. This is, as a West Ham fan, what a period of time this is. Luton up next. City after the international break. How are you feeling about Luton? Luton, traditionally, a very difficult place for West Ham to go and get some points. I mean, well, I say a difficult place to go. I think West Ham versus Luton at Kenilworth Road was the first time I ever cried over a football match. 1994, I think it was the sixth round replay. Scott Oakes, West Ham lost 3-2. Not a happy hunting ground traditionally, and it's the first game after their ground has reopened. It's going to be a tough game, Anton.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, but we've heard this all week previously about Brighton, and there's no reason why we can't change that again, you know, in terms of it not being a good place for us to go. Kenilworth Road will be hard to go and play against Luton, but we've got a manager and a team who are proving a lot of doubters wrong.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ironcast. If you've enjoyed it, one thing that really helps is if you give a rating and review. It helps us climb the charts and go way above the other official podcasts of other clubs, such as Spurs and Chelsea, etc. Let's climb the charts. Leave us a rating and review if you've enjoyed the podcast. And happy 40th birthday to the Ginger Pele, James Collins. We hope you enjoyed your lie-in this morning. Mo Kudus sends his regards. Exciting time to be a West Ham fan. Anton, thank you so much for linking in and for joining us. Let's get you on soon for a full episode, hopefully, in the not too distant future.
Cheers.
West Ham fans, once again, just enjoy this time we're living through. Until next time, until the next episode of Ironcast, come on you Irons.
Sports Social Podcast Network.